Look at how sneaky this was done. And beautifully presented, very clever. And that was done by Premier Beattie. Now, this is I'm going to read to you from Hansard, 9th of November, 2001, and it starts on page 3715. He goes, Mr. Speaker, I move that this bill be now read a second time. Not one bill for the Constitution, bills, plural. Now, they've done something here that you didn't know and they didn't ask you. I move that the bill be read for a second time. Today is a historic day for Queensland. It represents a significant milestone of which this Parliament can be rightly proud, he says. It is with pleasure that I introduce the Constitution of 2001. What has happened to our Constitution right up before 2001? You weren't told what they did. I wasn't told. There was no referendum and they didn't ask you to do anything.
So what they basically do, they sneak off to the printer at night, write it out again and say to Parliament, gee, isn't it a wonderful day? Look at our new constitution.
They've done a little bit better than that. Apart from getting an act through Parliament would give them the right to reprint. Yes, they got the act through Parliament to reprint. But they didn't get the act through Parliament to make changes without a referendum, without asking the people, and without telling the people. They did not get that right. Now, here it says... But he says here, this is Beattie speaking, but this act is much more, he says. It is fundamental law of Queensland that underpins our system of government. The only thing that underpins the system of government was the Magna Carta. That's what we had. And the laws of the Magna Carta gave you and I the legal rights to our land, to our property. They've all gone. That's been taken away in this act of these governments. He says here, this is talking about the new constitution, the entities it provides for, look what it does, it's not just the people, it includes this parliament, the Supreme Court, the district courts of this state, and the system of local government. Now this has only come about because of Agenda 21, the New World Order. He says that we now in Queensland, the office holders, under this act include the governor is supposed to be with the Queen of Queensland, the governor of Queensland, the ministers of the Crown and the judges in the judiciary, the Supreme Court, the district court, they were to be separate from, a separate power, separate from the Legislative Council. They're no longer separate. Now what does this mean to the local bloke? You and me in the street? This means that you've got, they can make a law tonight to change whatever they want, and in the morning when you get out of bed, there's a law that you were acting on yesterday that's no longer a law acting on you yesterday. In the old system, it would have taken 6 weeks, 7 weeks, it might have taken 3 months, even a year to get laws changed. Not anymore. With this total power, the same as what Hitler had, they can make a law tonight, it's enacted tomorrow morning, and you don't even know they did it and they didn't ask you. That's the difference of what we are under now.
So even if you were the mayor, you'd have no...
And I'm glad you asked that question, because the way they've done it, with total power, the CEO of the state government of Queensland has total power over the judges, over the magistrates, over the police, over the mayor of a town, over the elected councillors, over everything that they do. The CEO now has total corporate power over everything in our lives.
Then what's the point of having council elections if we don't have any powers anyway? What's going on?
You're quite right, because as a matter of fact, that is why the councillors here on the Gold Coast said to me the other day, they said, if we don't do as we're told, we can get the sack. Could you believe that? We elect these people to go in and to do what we want, but that's not the way it's happening now. The people that we elected to do what we want are now doing not only what the state government wants, but what the Agenda 21 New World Order has told them.
Everyone's just become a mouthpiece.
That's right. And everybody is now a puppet under this total power, and that's what it's done to our way of life. We are on the brink of losing our way of life. We're on the brink of losing our state. Everything that we've ever fought for, everything that we've treasured, we're on the brink of losing it. Let me show you something here. He says here, now Beattie's talking. Our identity as a sovereign state, the democratic ideals in which our state is built, rests on our constitution, Not anymore. It rests only on what he says. The introduction of these bills, plural, gives all of us as members of this House and democratically elected representatives of the people of Queensland the opportunity to reaffirm the democratic ideals that underpin our system of government. It also provides us with an important opportunity to make this fundamental law broadly accessible to its citizens. What a load of lies that is. He's taken away our rights, not given us more rights. He's taken it away. And it sounded so good that our colleagues and our politicians put their hand up and said, okay, Mr. Premier, we'll vote for it. And the Constitution of Queensland 2001 represents for the first time in our history that us now, through the legislature, it'll be done through the legislature. Before, it was done by the legislation passed by the Constitutional Act in 1867 by the colonial legislation. More than that, by bringing substantially all our constitutional legislation into the one act and by presenting it in modern language like that, sounds good, doesn't it? This Parliament will be making our constitution more accessible and easier for all to understand. All more to understand, I tell you what, it's making sure that you no longer have anything like what our original constitution gave us the rights to.
So
no longer.
The new world order successfully worded some sort of law that everyone swallowed and they all think it's a good thing. Yeah.
The new world order is about making every country a republic, because without making it a republic, they can't bring in their total globalised laws. They have to get rid of the old. You've got to realise that our law, our Magna Carta, our Westminster system, our judicial system, which was based on the old law in the Bible, the Ten Commandment law, that was our common law right. Now they've got to get rid of that, and they want to bring in the new laws. They can't do it without either turning us into a republic, because under the constitution that we had from the monarchy, that was our protection. They want to get rid of that. They know they've got to get rid of that before they bring in their draconian laws. I might add, their draconian laws are already in. It's only a matter of a proclamation as to when they start. Look at this with me. The report to Parliament by the Legal, Constitutional and Administrative Review Committee, that's when we mentioned the LCARC, that's their own little body, recommends a new constitution embodying changes to these protected entrenched sections. The protected entrenched sections that they say they'll have to chuck out and amend are those sections of the constitution that have protected our rights. And they're the rights that they've taken away because they have rewritten the constitution to get rid of them. These unauthorised changes were made in the Australian Act in 1986. Now I'll put there, it must be reversed. That has to be repealed. Because those changes that were made in 1986 are not only illegal, that is treason. It's touching on sedition. The entrenched sections, 11A, 11B and 14, have been unlawfully altered by the invalid Australian Act so as to remove the Queen's authority over the Governor and make the royal checks and balances ineffective against the excesses and lawlessness of government. In other words, you can't today charge the government with treason because they took it out of the books, no longer statute. You can't say that they've done something illegal because what they do is, according to their new laws, is always going to be legal.
So
even if they've got to change the law tonight.
So they could come along, take your land, take your business, do whatever they like.
That's right. And these changes were made without the people's consent under Section 53. Now, if you go into the original Constitution and have a look at Section 53, you will find that provided for you and me, always have a referendum before they make any changes to our Constitution, and they've got to at least tell us what they're doing. They've done both. They don't tell us, and they did not ask for a referendum. Did you ever hear of a referendum to make the
difference before? Now, one of the wonderful ways that you can hide things is simply by taking some legislation, reprinting it, using its effect as you go through into where to create what you want to create, and then from this you can actually repeal these laws. So they're no longer in force.
Yeah.
Okay? So this simply means that you've used them to achieve what you want to achieve, and then you just wipe them.
Now I believe that there's a, 100 or so laws that they've actually repealed?
Well, you can go into the government website. You don't have to take my word for it. Okay, all you do is click on Queensland Government, go to Legislation, and then you'll see Legislation in Force or Acts in Force, and then you'll see Acts repealed. And what they've got a total alphabetic listing of all the Acts and all the reprints of those Acts that were totally Acts.
And what was one of those statutes that they took off the books treason?
I don't know about that one, but it's probably somewhere in, it may not be...
Well, we couldn't find it. They've taken treason off the books.
It's probably been taken out of the Crimes Act.
Yeah.
That's the Queensland...
So in other words, we can blow the whistle on the government doing things that we don't want, running roughshod over us, giving us all sorts of things that we didn't ask for, and even accusing them of treason, but we're going to get nowhere.
Well, we have a appeal to the High Court, and we can appeal to the High Court on this issue, and I guess until they close that loophole,
yes,
we've still got an opening.
And that's what we're right about.
We've still got an opening. Now, what was the effect of all this? We talked about the reprints and everything else, so what was the effect of it? Well, let's have a look at what they've achieved. In 1922, the people voted by referendum to remove the upper house. So that was a choice of the people. It wasn't done by government. The government put it forward. The people accepted the idea, and it was done. No problem. We go with the majority rules in a democracy. However, as we go further, what we've got here, we start looking. The state government of Queensland, which is supposed to be representative, an elected representative government, has now shifted itself to the top of the tree. Okay? It rules over everything under the amended constitution and the amended acts. Now, don't be duped into thinking that you'll find everything in the constitution. Okay? You will not find everything in the constitution. I'll come back to it in a moment.
Because they're using the amended...
No, not only that. They've amended legislation
right.
to give other powers
okay.
to certain bodies in the other legislation, which
right.
is parallel. However, when you see the power of the bodies, okay... It is phenomenal. And I'll refer to the Lands Act in this, but I'll come back to that in a moment.
Right.
Now, the state now controls the Supreme Court of Queensland. The Supreme Court is representative of the state. As I put here, no longer represents the Crown. Judges are commissioned by the state and administer civil statute law and is answerable to the government.
And we've got to explain to the people that that was separated from the government
exactly.
for all of our lives that we know.
Well,
and the people out there in the street today, they don't realise this, that this is now under the control of the Premier.
Exactly. And under a democratic system, you must have a separation of power here, because if the judiciary cannot give an independent judgment, how can it be a
judiciary? Isn't this the same as a fascist government?
Well, you call it fascist, Nazism, communism, whatever you like. It's,
but that's
it's
what
dictatorial.
Hitler did. But that is what Hitler did.
Yeah, I understand. It's a dictatorial situation. In other words, if you want to do something here, you can change the law and make them administer it according to what you tell them.
And what you want.
Exactly. So.
And if this is corrupt...
Well, if it's corrupt, we have to use the word if.
Well, that's what I said. If this is corrupt, what happens now?
They might be fully legal, like not legal, but non-corrupt. They may just have to follow what's come
well,
down.
Well, they're going to follow instructions.
Exactly. They can't do anything else. They've been given a law, and they now have to follow the law. You
so
see?
In other words, total power gives total corruption.
Possibly.
Boy, yeah. We're in for a bad time, aren't we?
The other thing we've got to understand...
In other words, if you get a bad guy in politics, he's going to do a lot of damage.
If they've also, if they've got a bad agenda behind the scene, realise. If that agenda is something that we didn't ask for, we didn't elect the representatives to give us, and it's something that's handed down from the New World Order, Agenda 21, and we don't want it, there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, the issue that we are looking at here is simply one of... Who actually knew about it? Who was involved? And if people knew about it, why didn't they speak up sooner? Why does it take an individual, you know, who's just
yeah.
going through the things to saying, well, something's got to be done?
Can I make a suggestion there to answer your question? I don't think you or I or any of our good-thinking representatives smelled a rat. I don't think they realised that they were being led into a trap. I don't think they realised that they could go wrong here, because we've lived in a society where the people up in the power, they might tell a few lies, but this is by subversion, this is by stealth, this is lies, this is cheating.
Well, the issue that we have here is we have to get all the Queenslanders to know about it. We want you to know about it. I mean, you don't have to take my word for it, or Ray's word, or anybody's word. All you have to do is go to the government website and check the legislation. You know, I mean, you talk about subversion. Legislation is passed and it's left there, okay? In this situation here, where we've got, you know, this constitution, I'm using this as a schema, a little graphic to represent the legislation. There is other legislation. For example, there's a lot of talk about the Brigalow Corporation, and people run around and they say, we've asked questions directly to the opposition leader, Mr. Springborg, and he has told us straight out, nothing to worry about, it's just a lot of misinformation, and that the Brigalow Corporation is going to be disbanded because, well, the reason it was put up there in the first place is now ended. And that was to do with the leasing of the land in the Brigalow area near the Fitzroy River, and subsequently there was some land that was worked on leasing as well near the Wolfdene Dam site.
But they're going to disband that. Isn't it true that we've now found evidence that the Treasury owns the Brigalow Corporation and the land is used as an asset?
Well, at the moment, let's not move on to the land as the asset. Let's move on to the Brigalow Corporation and who it is. Okay, now in the Lands Act, which has been amended, as I said, 51 times, the current Land Act, and as it was going back quite a few years, states that the Brigalow Corporation, the Lands Corporation, shall be known as the Brigalow Corporation.
That's right.
Okay, then, hereinafter referred to as the Corporation.
That's right.
A little further down it says, the CEO represents the Brigalow Corporation. Now, as we all know, the CEO of the corporation is the Premier. Now, you turn the page into the next section, and it states, the corporation represents the Crown. Doesn't, you know, it actually represents the Crown, and it has all the indemnities and privileges of the Crown.
Of the Crown, yeah.
So therefore, when you've got that situation, it's no problem putting the governor in as a representative of the Premier.
Oh.
Well, okay. When you think about it, I mean, though, isn't it logical if you've got this whole setup here where the corporation represents the Crown, then surely there's no problem because the governor now represents.
So, in essence, now they can make a law here and he just rubber stamps it and they have to
because he's representing them.
Of course.
I mean, this is how
he's now inside here as a parliament, and not a, what is he? Is he the same as the police chief?
He's an
employee.
Like a parliamentary secretary, similar.
Well, in other words, he's employed.
Well, that's probably why the governor of Queensland was chosen.
There you have it. What do you think of that? And this is a little bit of a smelly one, isn't it? Because the governor that was selected for Queensland is now the governor for...
The Governor-General of Australia.
The Governor-General under the Prime Minister right down in Canberra. So I wonder what happened there.
Well, if we could go back to the 1992 Reprints Act and all the legislation that was being set up, you've got to remember that Mr Rudd was in government at that time. He was the Director-General.
Yeah.
So